Introductory Statement to Targeted Individuals, TIs, and Others by Dr. Eric Carlstrom on his website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. If you are a targeted individual, TI, or as I prefer to call it, targeted citizen, TC, you have been secretly and extra legally designated by unknown and unaccountable persons as an enemy of the state. The full resources of the state, including the civilian sector, are coordinated by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the FBI to slowly, silently, and secretly torture, terrorize, and kill you. In other words, the federal state bureaucracy, collectively termed the interagency, which includes the military, intelligence, paramilitary, police, private security, and intelligence firms, academic, legal, and civilian sectors, is waging psychological, chemical, and electronic warfare against you. See Mark M. Rich's book, New World War: Revolutionary Methods for Political Control, 2011. As enemy of the state, you are a non-person, very much like the detainees at Guantanamo Bay and like the Palestinians. Your constitutionally guaranteed civil liberties and due process of law have been illegally stripped. You have been secretly enrolled in a highly covert program that intelligence services have developed over the past century to terrorize and eliminate political enemies, foreign spies, heads of state, journalists, dissidents, critics of government, activists, etc. Unbeknownst to you, your name probably appeared on a classified secret blacklist, such as the terrorism watch list, before your targeting and torture began. Bottom line, officially you are now an IT, a target, and you are no longer a legal person. Rather, you are an illegal covert operation to be executed by military, intelligence, civilian, and any number of non-governmental agencies on behalf of the state. You are a potential contract for thousands of private security firms, such as the FBI spinoff InfraGuard and the Israeli Mossad spinoff Black Cube. These and other mercenary and organized crime groups partner with the U.S. government, FBI, DHS, CIA, police agencies, and others to wage the phony war on terrorism against you and millions of other innocent civilians worldwide. You may also be a non-consensual human guinea pig in one or several of the innumerable CIA, DARPA, Pentagon-funded weapons testing and mind control programs and experiments now being carried out secretly and globally, which involve hundreds to thousands of neuroscience, psychology, biology, computer science departments at universities and medical facilities. Counterterrorism is an integral part of the national security enterprise. The global war on terrorism and the Pentagon's fourth generation warfare revolution in military affairs, RMA. Most targets are innocent civilians who have been designated as enemies to help justify the multi-trillion dollar national security, counterterrorism, corporate, military, intelligence, police complex, which drives the American economy, as well as the global terrorism economy, which also profits from arms and drug sales, human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, etc. Since 9/11, some $9 trillion in federal funds has been transferred from social programs to the national security establishment, and over $6 trillion in federal funds have been squandered to prosecute foreign wars of aggression under the pretext of the war on terrorism. These wars primarily benefit Greater Israel and the corporate military complex. Many targeted citizens are unaware they are being targeted, tracked, and monitored via satellite and supercomputer and on-the-ground government and private security spies and community-based agents, CBA, informants, etc. They are unaware that their day-to-day activities are surveilled, manipulated, disrupted, and controlled by shadowy military special forces operatives and other government and private security agents, vigilantes, paid street thugs, and other useful idiots and useful idiot groups. They are unaware that hordes of mind and behavioral scientists at hundreds to thousands of universities and medical facilities are essential participants in these operations. Regardless of his or her level of awareness, the targeted citizen's life, freedom, and sovereignty are disrupted, controlled, and effectively stolen through these operations. TCs or TIs now effectively inhabit an unreal, unsafe, and false world, a virtual electronic concentration camp. The invisible fence of this cage is comprised of lies, spies, surveillance role players, spotters, setups, covert ops, psyops, defamation campaigns, betrayal by friends and family, electronic assaults and manipulations, and scripted sabotage and street theater by strangers, all designed to psychologically break down the targeted citizen. As noted, many TCs are also disposable subjects in CIA MKUltra-style terminal experiments that involve torture and/or mind mapping, mind cloning from electromagnetic and neuro weapons. Similar techniques were deployed against civilian populations by the Soviet Cheka and KGB, and Russian FSB, the East German Stasi, the CIA MI6, NATO's Operation Gladio and Stay Behind armies in Western Europe, the FBI's COINTELPRO, CIA's MH Chaos and Phoenix programs, etc. Similar technologies were recently deployed against American and Canadian diplomats in Cuba. Luke Harding, journalist with The Guardian, describes his own targeting by the Russian FSB, or Federal Security Service, in his book Mafia State, 2011. A 2003 Boston Globe article states that DHS plans to recruit 100 million citizen spies to fight the war on terrorism. Is it any wonder that unemployment in America today is at its lowest, 3.9%, since 1969, when the FBI's secret COINTELPRO and the CIA's top secret MH Chaos and Phoenix political spying, sabotage, murder programs, and the CIA's MKUltra mind control programs were in full swing? Is it any wonder that America is falling apart? Effectively, CIA, DOD, NSA, FBI, DHS, etc. are staging a covert civil war here.